You're listening to SB Nation at the Super Bowl.
We are pleased to be joined now by the one, the only, the strongest arm in the universe, Georgia Bulldogs quarterback Jake Fromm, NFL draftee. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thankful to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
Can we also introduce him as Jake from State Farm?
That's right.
When did that first happen? When was the first time? Was it like in high school? Somebody just like jokingly said it?
Yeah. So it's kind of like an ongoing joke, you know, kind of what it was. The commercials came out and I thought it was something fun. So I thought it was something I can kind of run with. Kind of made it my Twitter handle and look at us now. Now we're here. It's unbelievable.
Look at us now. We did it. We made it. They said it couldn't be done. What's your week been like? What's the last few weeks been like for you starting to get this whole process get underway?
Yeah. For me, a lot of training. I'm down in Mobile right now, training really hard, throwing a lot of footballs, trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, and take it day by day. It's a fun process and it's fun.
Who have you reached out to for advice? Older teammates, other guys in the draft. Who have you been talking to?
So we had Daniel Jones, who trained my quarterback coach last year. He came down, spent a couple days with us, and it was good kind of hearing a different perspective, a guy who was in the process last year.
Right.
It was really fun, man. Kind of get to pick his brain, and he helped me a lot, and really thankful he came down and got to spend a few days together.
I think that it's interesting, and Daniel went to the Giants. This is a big New York market, but you're coming, no disrespect to Duke, but you're coming from Georgia. The whole country knows your name. I have to imagine that at this point right now, you're probably getting a lot more tweets, a lot more Instagram DMs, things like that. People like, we want you to play for so-and-so. What fan base has hit you up the most so far?
I don't know. You get the Bears, you get the you get the Saints, you get the Raiders, but it's fun. For me, I'm willing to go anywhere. I'm excited, just thankful for the opportunity. And I'm excited to really go play football. It's been a dream of mine and can't wait. Hopefully it comes true.
You know how passionate Bulldogs fans are, so I do want you to know that I get several tweets every week saying the Falcons need to drop every other priority and draft Jake Fromm. So Falcons fans really want you in Atlanta, even though they have Matt Ryan, and I don't know that it's the best fit for you because I think you could likely be a starter. Yeah,
absolutely. Staying at home would be great. It'd be nothing better than playing for your home state.
Mm-hmm. Have you, because I think I would do this, but that's why I'm sitting here and you're sitting there. But have you have you looked up these cities and been like, what are the apartments like in that city? I think I would do that. Have you done that at all?
No, not yet. So we'll kind of see a little kind of further down the process.
Things get a little bit more narrowed in.
We'll see. But that'll be interesting for sure. It's opportunity for me to be a grown up. 21. We'll turn 22 years old, go attack the world, and see what it's all about.
Yeah, get ready to file taxes and stuff. You know what I mean? Gosh,
not ready for that part at all.
What part of your life so far, and there's a lot to come, would people be surprised that hasn't changed? Maybe you get to watch Netflix every night still or something like that. What part has stayed the same that you think would shock people?
I still get to watch Netflix.
What are you watching?
Every night. Grey's Anatomy.
My man.
Dude, man, it's a great show, man. And it never ends, too, which is great.
Is it your first run through, or have you seen it before?
No, my first run through.
Where are you at? What's going on?
Season 6, Izzy, she had cancer. She left Karev.
Oh, dude.
And she comes back to the hospital, and Kendall. So it's kind of blowing up right now.
Dude, so I remember I was a freshman. I went to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And so I was a freshman in my dorm. The episode, it was, I think, maybe season 5 finale. Where she comes out of the elevator and O'Malley's there.
Yes.
That's one of the last times that like TV truly shocked me.
I was not expecting that at all.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And then he was in the army.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe we went this direction. But okay, so
who'd have thought?
So you get to your life, you still get to watch Netflix. What do you still get to do?
I still get to throw football every day. And I still get to kind of do the things I love outside of football. I got the opportunity to go hunting last week.
Your Instagram's popping with the hunting photos.
So that's fun. I still kind of get to do that. I was on my off day. My one off day was Sunday. So I got to do that. It's still me, and really not a whole lot's changed. It's just you're living by yourself. You don't get to come home to mom and dad and your brothers or your roommates. You get to come home to an empty apartment by yourself, and you get to do your own dishes, take out your own trash, and do the whole nine yards, make sure you clean up. So I've definitely grown up a lot in these past 3 weeks.
So what have you been told is the most different thing? I mean, in terms of the game. I mean, what about playing quarterback in the NFL? Have you been told by whether it's Daniel or whoever that, you, dude, watch out because this is a way different thing?
Yeah, honestly, nothing really. You know, I think football's football. Still played on the same field. Mm-hmm. You know, you're throwing a ball, and hopefully, you know, your guys catch it. But one thing that I did think was interesting that I've heard from some guys is this will be the longest year of my life. Mm. So, you know, kind of embracing that, you know, you don't get to go through this process once.
Right.
Trying to take it day by day and take it all in.
See, you and I were simpatico because I've thought about, again, I've never been a rookie in the NFL before, but because like right now you're draft, and then you're going to get drafted and it's like playbook. And then, you know, training camp, season, playoffs, who knows, maybe you're here, you know, this time
next
year.
And then you're playing a longer season than you've ever played before,
right,
too.
Right. And so like the next time you really get to sort of come up for air is when your first NFL season ends. Like, is that kind of what you're anticipating?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't know exactly, you know, kind of the ins and outs of when I need to be where or how practices are set up or, you know, but I mean, we'll see. I think it'll be fun. You know, will it be a little exhausting? Yeah, probably. But man, I mean, how fun could it be? I only get to do this once.
Right.
Know? Yes.
Tell us about the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Yeah, Sugar Bowl. So, you know, it was really, really neat because it was our second year kind of back to back, you know, and I think it could have easily kind of been a kind of like a Debbie Downer for us, but it wasn't. It was an opportunity for us to go in, kind of redeem ourselves from last year. And to be honest with you, we did a lot of the same activities the year before, but they were more fun this year. So we had a great group of guys. It's really crazy how it all turned out. Great group of guys came down with us. We worked really hard for it. And really thankful to kind of come out there with a win.
Do you look at the fact that it was Matt Rhule and now he's an NFL head coach and maybe like, hey, that can't hurt, you know? they're like, I went through that.
Yeah, you know, possibly. But, you know, that's, I think it, you know, speaks for their team. You know, they played really hard on defense. And I think it was kind of a confidence booster for us on offense to kind of come in, put up some points, move the ball a little bit, something we needed.
So, I mean, in looking at this past season, and I think it's interesting that you mentioned that it was just a different vibe for you guys. What, I mean, there's a lot of wins, I think, that Bulldogs fans appreciate. What win did you enjoy the most, looking back on it now?
Yeah, this season.
This season and throughout your entire
career. Okay, all right, so this season, I would say Notre Dame at home. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
That was a great game.
I don't know, you kind of go into thinking, you know, man, if I lose this game at home, like my entire football career at Georgia, it's just over, you know? But and then going and playing Auburn on the road, I had the opportunity to play against my brother and play Auburn and Rome on the road. Incredible team, incredible atmosphere. And last time I went there, we lost, and it wasn't pretty. So I come out there with a win, a blessing in the sky. And then I think, you know, over my entire career, the Rose Bowl, the Rose Bowl sticks out. You know, even the National Championship game sticks out, you know. And I know it didn't exactly end the way we wanted it to, but to play in that game and that kind of atmosphere, I mean, that's something you really don't get to do many times.
And basically a home game because it was in Atlanta. I mean, Georgia fans really filled that place up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And it was fun for us and a moment we enjoyed for sure.
One specific game I do want to ask you about, a couple of years ago, Notre Dame on the road. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And it was basically a home game for Georgia. So that was my other favorite Notre Dame game for Georgia in recent memory.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, do you look back now? I mean, I know it's still kind of fresh off it and say, I did it. I mean, because I'm sure you remember coming out of high school, like, man, I'm about to take on this huge adventure. Is it kind of cool to look and say, me and Matt Stafford, we're in this, you know, we're in this part of this fraternity? Yeah. I mean, like, is that really, I mean, I got to imagine that's really cool.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't had a whole lot of time to, you know, kind of really reflect about, you know, hey, you know, what did we do at Georgia, you know, my time being there. But, you know, I think that'll come later down the road. It was fun. I cherished every moment. And then you look back on it, and then it just feels like it was a blink of the eye. You know, it happened so fast. But so many great memories were made.
Tell us some obscure things about you. Because when you are drafted, people are going to come back to this.
Yeah.
So people are listening like in April right now, or time traveling. And they're going to be like, man, this dude loves Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So like, what are some other things? What other sports do you play? Have you played Augusta? I mean, like, give us some stuff.
Play other sports, baseball, like to play a little golf. For me, I love to sing. I'm terrible at it, but I love to sing.
What's your Spotify playlist? Like, what are your go-to tracks?
I'm a country music guy. You know, anything kind of country music. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen. I mean, those guys are killing it right now.
And, okay.
just love a little bit of everything too. You know, like I listen to rap music, listen to gospel music, listen to old rock music. I mean, I don't discriminate when it comes to music at all.
So what's a song that you don't have to sing it, but yeah, that you know 100% of the words to? Like, I'm talking a real, not like Sweet Caroline,
yeah,
like a song that you think you could go like beginning to end.
Oh gosh. You got Dirt Road Anthem by Jason Aldean.
Okay.
You got Whiskey Glasses by Morgan Wallen.
You was that gosh. Brown Band guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Chicken
I figured.
Fried? Dude, come on, man.
I mean, Atlanta, yeah. I figured, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I was so disappointed that they didn't sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because that would have made sense, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, and they would have done it like in the Zach Brown Band.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite ZBB song?
Chicken Fried.
Nice.
Respect. Do you ever, like, have you ever been wearing jeans on a Friday night and then had that song come on and been like, damn.
So many times.
Yeah.
So many times. I was all the time in Georgia.
So, yeah, I went to Texas A&M, so that happened a lot.
It does happen a lot in Georgia.
So, what do you got going on with State Farm?
So, I'm here. This is like my freshman initiation.
Okay.
So, you know, I get to be a part of the team, part of the roster. Super thankful. And me, I'm being Jake from State Farm today. I get to go out, mingle, and have a little fun.
Do you think that will ever go away? I mean,
I don't know. You know, no idea. I think it's something fun, something to run with. And you know, look where it's kind of led me here. Super thankful for kind of being in this position. And man, I wouldn't want anything else.
Have you thought about, you know, journaling or creating like a video series just for yourself? You know, because this is such a unique thing that you're going to go through. And
yeah,
maybe in 30 years you can look back and be like, man, when I talked about Grey's Anatomy with that dude, you know, and in Miami, that was sick.
I don't know. We'll see. My brother, he really tried to talk me into a YouTube channel this past May at home. So who knows?
You should do it. Like, do you play video games? Maybe like do Twitch or something like that?
No, I'm not a big video game guy. My brothers play a lot more than I do. So I played and then I lost on the road LSU my sophomore year. And then I cut it out after that. I said, you know what? I probably should focus a little more on this football thing. And that's been it.
Wow. I have a free idea for you. Grey's Anatomy video podcast.
Grey's Anatomy video
podcast. Oh, dude, yeah. Like, do a podcast where you, like, analyze Grey's Anatomy. That's sick.
That'd be awesome.
Who's your favorite Grey's Anatomy character?
Man, Derek. Derek's pretty good. You know, you got McDreamy. You know, and then Sloan, you know, he kind of comes off, you know, but he kind of grows on you. And Karevo's the same way, you know. He's
yeah,
like, they grow on you, you know. And that's kind of the I think the brilliance of the whole show is you just have these characters who are always evolving and they just continue to kind of grow and you make them love them, you know, even more every single episode.
I got to imagine you watched Friday Night Lights. I'm sure you love that show.
A little bit. Honestly,
oh,
not near as much as I should.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
When you're done getting through Grey's
totally.
Again.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
But
yes.
Remember in Grey's Anatomy, the bomb episode?
Yeah.
I think that was a Super Bowl episode, by the way, because that used to be a thing. Like, after the Super Bowl, they would have, like, an episode of a certain show, and they would get all this, you know, all these ratings because they would go right into it.
Uh-huh.
But he was the guy. The Coach Taylor was the guy that, like, had the bomb or whatever, and it was a big deal. Because, you know, like, all bad things happen
right,
at Grey's Anatomy's
yeah.
hospital. Jake Fromm, University of Georgia, NFL draftee hopeful. Best of luck. Enjoy the next couple of months. Thanks for taking some time to join
us. Thank you all so much.